bourbon, and beyond. A celebration of the spirit and soul of Kentucky. September 23rd and 24th in Louisville. The world's top bourbons, paired with celebrity chefs, Louisville's top restaurants, and iconic musicians. Featuring the voice behind Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks. Just like the wine we know. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eddie Vedder. The Steve Miller Band. Also featuring Joe Bonamassa, Band of Horses, Gary Clark Jr., Amos Lee, Buddy Guy, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Paul Rogers. Celebrity chef appearances from Tom Colicchio. Over 20 of Louisville's top restaurants, curated by Chef Edward Lee. For the full list of artists, chefs, food, bourbons, and tickets, head to bourbonandbeyond.com. For our love of bourbon, for our love of Kentucky, Bourbon and Beyond. Get your tickets on sale now.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here at Witten Radio. Today we're talking about the Mempho Music Festival. It's this new music festival right here in the heart of Memphis, Tennessee at Shelby Farms, and it takes place in October. We're here with the founder, Diego Weingartner. Diego, how's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Very excited to be here.
Me as well.
Being Shangri-La, what a great historic place here in Memphis.
Very much so. Yeah, this store has been here like since the 50s.
I remember growing up, and this is where you wanted to find the really cool stuff. You come in here, and the record collections are just amazing.
Absolutely. So, tell me a little bit about what it was like for you growing up here in Memphis.
Oh man, it was just spectacular. It was, pretty much nirvana for a kid growing up here. To me, the whole world revolved around Memphis. Memphis music, more importantly. This was the music capital of the United States back then, when Stax was rolling. Ardent. So much good music was coming out of Memphis. It was one hit after another was coming out of here. You kind of took it for granted growing up here how much of an impact that music was having around the world. And certainly around American music, but as you left Memphis, I left, of course, after high school and went away, and you did appreciate your hometown where you grew up, and obviously the influence that the music has had. Myself and all my friends.
Absolutely. So tell me, when you were growing up, did you ever figure that you would somehow be involved with music and kind of do what you're doing today?
No, not at all. Other than the fact that I love music and I'm a big festival goer and I love live music, and I've seen hundreds of thousands of live shows from small clubs to, back in growing up, I used to go see B.B. King on Beale Street. That's crazy. R.L. Burns, all these great Delta bluesmen. It was really something. And then I went away to school. Went to school up in the Northeast. Came back, spent a few years here in the early 90s, and during the Beale Street Music Festival, there would be a great lineup of artists that were playing it, and I got to know some of them, so I would be booking bands at my college parties, and guys like Watchbird Panic and others, and Blues Traveler was booking.
What?
I said, oh yeah, I think I booked Watchbird Panic's first college gig in the Northeast was a party I threw. And so when they would play Beale Street Music Festival, I knew them, and I would invite some of those guys to come in. They would jam with R.L. Burnside and other. And I love that collaborative kind of, where you can create a moment,
Yeah.
The opportunity for a moment to happen.
Absolutely.
So, but I never thought I'd actually be doing it myself.
Yeah, I'd say. Out of, the tons of festivals that you've been to, do you have a favorite? Is there one that just kind of, you have the most memories?
There's a couple of guys and operators, and obviously the Coachella group has done a tremendous job putting that together, and it developed that organic thing. So that's obviously the standard bearer today. But the C3 guys down in Austin, tremendous. What they did with Austin City Limits Festival.
Yes.
I know those guys personally. They've been good friends, and I've learned a lot from them in terms of how to do it right. I think they're some of the best operators in the business. And, of course, ACL and Lollapalooza, which they oversee. Jazz Fest, I love the fact that Jazz Fest is of the place. and all the flavors of New Orleans and the food and all that. So you've been to many jazz fests, and so you learn a lot about what you like. Pete Shapiro is a good friend of mine. You know, he's in the New York based the promoter, and he put on the Grateful Dead 50th reunion and on some great theaters. He does the Lockin Festival. Peter's, you know, what I've learned from him, he's very much attention to detail kind of guy. So he's about the fan experience, first and foremost. He is a fan, first and foremost. So I've had a lot of great people that I've developed friendships with over the years that I try to learn from. And so take a little bit from everyone and kind of add your own special sauce to it. And then obviously Memphis is the perfect stew for some cooking.
Exactly. Tell me a little bit how Mempho Fest evolved. Like, what, I guess, led to its creation?
Yeah. Well, you know, last summer, I'd been out of Memphis for a long time. I moved out of here in 1996 and been up in New York. Living in Greenwich, Connecticut. I've been working in New York in finance. I came back here last summer to visit some friends. I was working on a deal, a real estate deal, and some friends taught me to go on a bike ride. Mm-hmm. And we got on the Green Line. I didn't even know there was a Green Line here in Memphis. And we ended up at Shelby Farms Park.
Yeah.
And it was one of those glorious lightning bolt moments where, you know, I came out there and I just looked around. I was so blown away. And I thought, man, it was so incredible. What an opportunity to develop something here that, you know, could, you know, rival Coachella or ACL. Mm-hmm. Obviously, those customers are well established. But I think Memphis, you know, it was the right time and place. I was feeling all the energy that was going on in town and economic activity and people moving back here. You know, still super affordable city to live in. So the energy, the vibe, it felt like it was going through a renaissance. And I said, you know, Memphis could use a real signature first-class festival. And also, I like the fact that we're doing it in October, which is the nicest month of the year in the South.
Right.
You got football in the air. Mm-hmm. You know, the energy's here. All the kids are back in school.
Yep.
You know, the weather's great.
Right.
It's the lowest precipitation month of the year in Memphis.
And there's that lull between Memphis in May, Industry Music Fest, and
this. Yeah, and of course, we don't want to compete with Memphis May. It's not about that. We want to be additive to the music scene here, right? Because we're literally on the opposite end of the calendar from Memphis in May. So we love to support them. I go to the Bill Street Music Festival. I was there this year. They had a great lineup.
Yes.
But, you know, look, we felt like there's room for more. And we think, you know, And we welcome anyone that wants to add to this stew here in Memphis and bring more music here, attract people to come here, keep people from leaving Memphis, and bring people back to Memphis, you know, and then hopefully reunite the passion, you know, among the kids and the youth, you know, in this community to get involved, because there's so many great music teachers, so many great local bands. We set up a local stage, AutoZone, that's sponsoring, that's going to be tremendous, because we wanted to give a platform for all the great local musicians that are here as well.
Absolutely. And what I like, too, about this festival is that it will, I really believe that it'll draw people from outside of Memphis as well to come in and explore the city. Because, you know, there have been people that, like, they're like, oh, I want to go to Memphis, and this kind of gives them an extra reason to come, you know?
No doubt about it. That's a great point. In fact, you know, we were just looking at our ticket sales and how that's going. And right now, 70% of the ticket sales so far have been outside of 60 miles of Memphis. So Memphis hasn't even really gotten up off the couch to go get their tickets. So come on, Memphis, get up.
Yes.
Get after it, because, you know, you don't want to be left out.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a great deal. But it was very encouraging to see, you know, the level of interest from outside of Memphis to come in. So people get in the car and come in. And, you know, we've put together the programming to touch a few different genres, to also try to bridge the gap with millennials and of the folks that are more of my contemporary, to provide, you know, an experience that you know, can be fun for everyone, you know, exciting for everyone. So we've got Grammy artists all over the bill, you know, Cage the Elephant.
Right, and, which is my favorite band.
Oh, it's my, you know, my 15-year-old son turned me on to Cage the Elephant.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like, it's always in the household. My son's a musician, and
they're from Bowling Green, which isn't far.
Not that far, and they're great guys. They're great, really, and they put on just a high energy show. The lead singer Matt Schultz will remind
he's
you.
He's all over the place.
Oh, he's like a young Mick Jagger.
He is, right? Yeah. Ironically enough, they're playing two shows in Paris.
I just saw
the Stones.
I was like,
that's perfect. Whoever set that up.
Well,
was like,
I'll give you a little insight on that one. Chuck LaBelle is a special advisor to the Rolling Stones.
Oh,
special advisor to Memphis, and he's a dear friend of
mine. Holy crap!
So I talked to Chuck way back when. I said, you got to check these guys out. They are amazing. And Chuck's a musical director for Rolling Stones as well, and he works very closely with them. So I like to think maybe we had a little small part in that.
Yes, yes.
You know, so it's really, really great. And but I would highly recommend seeing them any chance you get. We have Anderson .Paak at the Free Nationals.
Yes.
He was up for two Grammys this year, including Best New Artist of the Year. Lost to Chancellor Rapper, which was a tough competition.
But that's some good competition.
But, you know, he was there, and, you know, he was discovered by Dr. Dre. You know, he's got that just unique voice that is so distinguishable. You know, that's pretty cool. And, you know, he comes from the gospel church, so he can play drums.
Right. That's what I love about him.
It's, so it's a real band, you know. It's real music. You know, it's real organic, you know. He's just tremendous. And listen to his album, Alibu. You won't be able to stop listening to it. And then Jason Isbell of 400 Unit.
Yes, I do know who they
are. Yeah, so that's
and they always sell out when they come to Minglewood Hall or any place in Memphis.
Yeah, they've sold out 5 nights at the Ryman in Nashville the same month.
Yeah.
So he's really popping on the charts. Mm-hmm. You know, also a Grammy winner. He's more in that Americana lane. So we got, you know, alt rock, Americana. We got a little hip hop, you know, R&B. And of course, we're going to do the Booker T.
Yes.
Sax Review with Steve Cropper and friends.
Which is going to be epic.
It's going to blow people's minds. We got all these great artists showing up. We're going to announce that next week. We're pretty excited about that. And then we're going to be doing a midnight set, Super Jam, with a bunch of other artists that we haven't announced either.
Dude, it's going to be so awesome. I'm so stoked for this.
I'm more excited. I don't know than anybody. I think just because it's. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into obviously trying to put together all these pieces, but it's very, very much a passion project for me and everyone that's been involved, because we're passionate about Memphis. You know, absolutely. We want to do something for Memphis that, you know, can become, like I said, that signature event, a lasting event, a generational, opportunity to build something that is going to attract people to come to Memphis and live here and want to be here and jump in.
Yes, absolutely. What would you say for the person that's out here listening to this podcast that is like they're on the fence about coming, they've never been to Memphis, they've never been to Shelby Farms. What would you next to the lineup, because the lineup is amazing, what other things would you suggest that they do while they're here, or kind of to draw them in?
Sure. Well, I mean, look, there are a lot of people from outside of Memphis that will come in to do what I call the music walk. So they want to go visit Graceland. Yeah. They want to go visit Sun Records. They want to go visit Stax, the museum. They want to go visit the Civil Rights Museum. They want to go to Beale Street. There's so much to see and do in this town. It's incredible. And that's just visiting. That's just walking around. And so if you can do that, and then also experience a world-class music festival, that at the end of the day, it's not just about music as well, because we are going to bring in the top food trucks and food and all the flavors of Memphis are going to come out. We're engaging with the artist community, the artist commons. It's a group here based in Memphis. So if you've ever walked around Memphis, you see big, beautiful, cool, funky murals. We've invited them to come in and create all this art at the site.
On site,
80 to 20 foot murals.
Holy
and, so there's going to be tons of art.
Will any of it be for sale?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, look, I want the artists. I know to keep 100% of it, and they, they deserve it, and we want to, engage with them. We want to bring them into the community, because people don't realize there's an active, vibrant artist community. And so we want to shine a light on that and give them the platform as well. And then, ultimately, you got to check out Shelby Farms Park. It is, I don't know if it's the 9th or 10th wonder of the world, but it is spectacular.
It's
5 times larger than Central Park, right?
It's
right here, and it's 15 minutes from everywhere. 15 minutes from downtown, 15 minutes out east. So it's super accessible. You can get there by bike.
Yep.
There's a lot of activities there, kayaking, canoeing, zip lining. Horseback, you name it. So it's just so unique to have this in urban park, 5 times larger than Central Park, in the heart of Memphis.
Right?
That just went through a $70 million redevelopment.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Hyde, Barbara Pitt Hyde, were super influential in getting that capital campaign launched. And Andrews and her team there did a bang up job. They raised $70 million, and Memphis should be really proud of what they have. And I think, you know, you've got a very unique, special gem called Shelby Farms Park that people have to see. And so when you bring all those pieces and all those elements together, it to me is a no-brainer. If you're within 50, 100, 200 miles and you can jump in your car and go experience all of that, you know, I've got people calling me and emailing me. They're from San Diego that want to come, from Colorado that want to come. I had somebody email me from Ireland and said, we want to come visit Memphis.
Wow.
And so it's really wild to see, you know, what's going on. And you know, all I can say is, Memphis, if you haven't tuned in and you don't know what's going on, come see this. This is not a street fair.
No.
All right? This is not a street carnival.
Right.
No, this is the real deal. It's the real McCoy, and we're going for it. We're going to try to create something that Memphis is going to be proud of, that that people who come from out of town will come here and just say, wow. You know,
absolutely.
And I'm all about creating the moments. You know, I think when you bring all these musicians, that's why I love the, you know, the concept of doing a collaborative super jam where you got all these musicians around. And, you know, magic can be created when you just let them go do their thing.
Absolutely.
So we'll have rehearsal space for them, you know, backstage. And hopefully, maybe, you never know, you may get, you know, one of these headliners to sit in with Booker T and, you know, or Steve Cropper. How cool would that be?
With magic, and that's what I call magic.
Yeah.
You've got this, yeah, just too creative, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Creating the opportunity for a moment to occur.
Yes. Yes.
All I can do is put the ingredients and the spices on the table, you know, and then, you know, let's see what happens.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know another selling point or a draw to this festival is the nature,
yeah,
the nature aspect. You know, Shelby Farms is beautiful, like you said, it's huge. That's got to be, for you, just seeing this come all together, it's got to be like, just exhilarating to you, because it's like you're almost like an architect in this whole thing, you know?
Well, it is, but it also comes with a great deal of responsibility and accountability, because,
yeah,
you know, the last thing we want to do is, you know, hurt the park in any way, you know? It is such a special place, and so Chuck LaBelle, who's the keyboard player of the Rolling Stones, and he's a tremendous conservationist, he is a tree farmer.
Wow.
His day job. Yeah, no, he's actually, he'll tell you, like, you know, so what do you do? Well, I'm a tree farmer. He won't say I'm a keyboard player for the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
But he's very much an activist, and he speaks at Congress regularly on issues around forestry. Tremendous. He's written some books. And so he's been sort of our, you know, special advisor, not only on the music side of things, but also making sure that, you know, we are very mindful, thoughtful about establishing best practices and how to create a very green, clean festival and really set standards around you know, environmental issues, creating educational opportunities that we'll have on site to educate people. And so we're spending a lot of energy and effort to make sure that, you know, the day after the show, you won't even know we were there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah, because, like you said, it's, you know, it's a beautiful park. There's so much to it, and, I mean, it's a gem,
yeah,
here for the city of Memphis.
Yeah.
And so definitely keeping it pristine is,
yeah, key. I mean, seriously, Memphis, if you haven't been out there or haven't been out there in a while, get on a bike, get out there, you know, go explore. You won't want to leave. I mean, literally, the first time I stepped foot on there, you know, I ended up spending another 2 hours just exploring the forest a little bit, you know. And on a beautiful day, you sit back and relax. You got beautiful sunsets. Look out on the water. There's great food out there.
The buffalo, too.
Like and the buffalo. Yeah,
it's so cool, man.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, look, Memphis is a town, and I'm going to quote Hampton Sides, who's an author from Memphis. Went to MUS, where I went to high school. But he had a quote in an article that he did for Gun Garden. Memphis is a city of original souls. And it is very unique. There aren't very many cities in America like Memphis. New Orleans is unique, you know, original, you know, and there's a lot of originality here, you know. I don't want to diss on Nashville too much, but
yeah, no.
I don't want to go there, but
right, they're like the big brother. But
they're
like,
not even big brother. Don't even get me started, because we were the big brother when I was growing up,
to
Nashville, because all the music was here. It was country there, but. You know, all that grit.
Right.
You know, somebody up in New York asked me the other day, "Are you from Nashville?" I'm like, "No, man. Come on, I'm from Memphis." He's like, well, isn't that the same thing? I'm like,
no.
I said, no. You know, the difference between Memphis and Nashville is like the difference between mud and plastic.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's you know, and it's great, and a lot of great musicians, and obviously the industry's there. Got a lot of respect for what's going on here, but, you know, the shit comes out of the ground here.
Yeah, no.
You know, it comes up, it bubbles up out of that mud and inspiration. I mean, you think about the number of hits. In fact, Memphis is the most referenced city in songs in music history.
Yeah.
You know, and that says something, and that's for a reason.
That's right.
It's for a reason, because it's original and it came out.
Amen.
It came from the ground.
That's the gospel. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I love it.
So it's second. So come on out, Memphis, come on, support. You know, there's any time that Memphis should be out and about and getting involved with this one, it's now. Because, you know, we want to show the world that, hey, you know, Memphis is back.
That's right.
Memphis is back.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about the food, because I know Memphis is known for its food, especially its barbecue. Will there be any, like, vendors there that people should check out, food trucks?
Sure, there's going to be a ton of food trucks. You know, we're going to be, because I don't want to jump ahead of that one a little bit too much and upset some people, but we're going to be just putting out a little release and talk about all the food trucks that are involved. But, okay. Oh, yeah, we've got a whole list of, you know, vendors and, you know, great food trucks, and, you know, and you'll recognize a lot of them. They're tremendous. So we're definitely going to give them a platform as well. And Shelby Farms has had a food truck, you know, festivals over there before, so there'll be a lot of those same folks. We've got Karen Carrier from DKDC in the beauty shop. She's doing the catering for kind of the VIP, super VIP experience. Mm-hmm. So a little higher end, you know, food service there.
Okay.
We want to bring in all the restaurateurs we can. And over time, you know, it could be as much of a food fair as a music fair. You know?
Absolutely. So
it's going to be great. So, you know, don't eat before you come to the festival, because
yeah,
we'll have that covered for you, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know that... we're down to the wire. We're just a little bit over a month away from the festival.
Yeah.
Is it too late for people to get involved? Can they? Are you
accepting
volunteers?
In fact, we've got a couple programs. You know, we've got an ambassador program if you want to get behind and help us, you know, promote and sell tickets. That's one thing. Kids can get involved. You can upgrade your status. You get free tickets. You can upgrade to VIP. That's one program. First Tennessee Bank has been tremendous. And one of our lead sponsors of the festivals, they're working with a group called Give to Get, and they're offering 500 tickets to people who are willing to donate 4 hours of their time to go clean up the park, clean up the Wolf River trails, clean up a lot of the public spaces around Memphis and Madison, Green Line, etc. So if you want to donate 4 hours of your time for a great cause, and you know, it's Clean by 2019 campaign that's out there that Memphis is running, it's all part of the same sort of direction, I think, that the city is going in, which is, hey, let's elevate, you know, our consciousness here. Let's show the world that Memphis is awake, you know,
absolutely, yes.
and set standards and teach our kids, you know, about environmentalism and conservation. And, you know, if you see trash in the ground, pick it up.
Yes.
You know, and so you can earn tickets that way. So that's one program. But if you go to info@memphofest.com, you know, and you want to be a volunteer, we're accepting volunteers. If you want to put in your time, you know, we'll find something for you to do.
All right, I love it. I love it. Tell me now, I know that this is the inaugural year for the festival. You're definitely planning to do it again, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No. This is, definitely designed to be an annual event.
Okay, cool.
And one that we also hope that we're going to expand and grow, add more genres. There's so much space at the park. We wanted to get this one right, and so we're, you know, by design have kept it smaller than where it could be and where we think it will end up being. But for this year, you know, we wanted to keep it tight programming. Obviously highly curated, there's so much space out there. Look over there, there's another field that you could put another 10,000 people on, and still not even touch the heart of the park where all the redevelopment is.
It's massive.
So it's incredible. So, look, hip hop, other genres of music, we can have, you know, a more expansive local artist experience. We can have educational programs we're developing a program called Learn to Rock with the Soulsville Foundation and also with Dorothy Hobson, the superintendent of the public school system, where we're getting sponsors and grants and individuals to buy tickets so we can donate them into the public school system, music teachers, students, Stacks Academy, Soulsville Foundation, to build bridges into the community and get kids to show up that might not otherwise to the festival. You know, hopefully, you know, next year, as a step two of this process, we're launching Mepho Matters, which is our charitable arm. Mm-hmm. And the goal there will be to put instruments in the schools and create after-school programs and replenish the instruments. It's so hard to keep up. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Especially for like low income.
Yeah. Children. Well, I mean, Widespread Panic is a charity they work with called Tunes for Tots. And I read recently where they just donated $160,000 to 2 Memphis schools. $160,000 of instruments to public schools here in Memphis. So that's the kind of leadership, that's the kind of thoughtfulness, that's the kind of spirit that we'd like to bring to the table as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Diego, this has been, it's been an honor sitting here and talking
about this. Oh, likewise. Honor to be here. Let's take your ground here at Shangri-La. You haven't been to Shangri-La Records? It's
amazing.
Come on in here. It's incredible. You should definitely come take a tour.
Absolutely.
At some point.
Absolutely. And I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Well, no. All I say is, you know, participate. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and more that people can get engaged. You know, we're setting up a participation row where we're going to have a number of ways to get involved, you know, political, civic, and so in other ways. So I think that, you know, we need activism. You know, we need people that believe in causes. What do you stand for? You know? And so to us, music is the ultimate bridge. It brings people together from all races, you know, creeds.
That's right.
Economic, areas, and so I think what we'd like to do is allow music, what we're trying to do, to serve as a platform to bring people together and activate the community. So, get involved, come out, support Mepho Music Festival, support artists, support live music. You know, go to venues here. There's a lot of great music around town. But, artists are laying it on the line. So get out, get off the couch.
Absolutely.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Diego, for having me. No problem.
Appreciate it.
Guys, that was Diego Weidengartner. He is the founder and CEO of Mepho Music Festival. If you're listening to this on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also in the iTunes store. If you've got an iPhone or an Apple product, you can go to the iOS store, download the app Stitcher Smart Radio, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview. We're also available for Android users. If you've got an Android phone or Android device of any kind, we're available in the Google Play Music Store. Just go to Google Play, search music, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. If you're at home, you can watch us. You can watch this interview on Roku. If you've got a Roku television or a Roku streaming device, just go to the Roku Channel Store, search for our show name, download the app. Once you download the app, you can watch this interview as well as 200 plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge.
What's up, Loudmouths? This is Ivan Moody from the one and only Five Finger Death Punch. Just letting you know, we are coming to Kentucky for the Louder Than Life, September 30th and October 1st. If you don't have your tickets yet, you better get them before it's sold out. The Louder Than Life Festival. I'll see you there. LouderThanLifeFestival.com.
Louder Than Life is back with Ozzy Osbourne and a rare appearance from Prophets of Rage. Louder Than Life, Saturday, September 30th and Sunday, October 1st. Go to louderthanlifefestival.com for everything.